Social Services Minister Scott Morrison has called it a first world issue, the debate over whether new mothers should be able to access both the government's 18-week paid parental leave scheme and an employer paid scheme. The government has a bill before the Senate right now aimed at stopping so-called double dipping. It's being held up amid uncertainty over whether enough crossbenchers are prepared to back it. Today, a Senate committee will hear competing arguments for and against the government's change. Kate Carnell is Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Kate Carnell, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Do you agree with Scott Morrison that this is a first world issue, we should just get on with it and end double dipping of paid parental leave entitlements? What's your view?
Look, we believe that the government's got this legislation wrong. We certainly support paid paternity leave. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. The 18 weeks at minimum wage is appropriate. And in fact, it would be a reasonable thing for us to debate separately on whether that should be longer. But what this piece of legislation does, it says to employers who are topping that up for, you know, their particular, mostly women in their workforce, because they want to be an employer of choice and because they want to keep their women in their workforce, that that those women will lose the taxpayer-funded $11,500 or $11,800. Now, we think that what employers will do under those circumstances is speak to their employees and rejig the way they are paying those benefits to their employees. It might be a return to work bonus, it might be a childcare bonus, whatever, so that they continue to get the taxpayer funded amount of money, at which stage the government won't achieve their savings.
So you think that's what they'll do, but you, so let me just get this clear. If an employer does that, then all those employees who were previously getting paid from their bosses and from the government will just all take the government money. So that $1 billion the government thought it would save by, you know, being able to cut down what it paid some women, that will disappear, that will evaporate.
Look, we believe it will. We just look. Let's be fair. If an employer is paying their employees an additional amount of money on top of what they have to by law, they're doing it for a purpose. They're doing it to be an employer of choice because they want their women to stay
loyal.
Workforce. And so they're not going to sit back and allow their female employees to lose $11,800. And say, well, that was just a bit sad, really. They're going to say to their employees, look, let's have a look at how we can put this package together a little bit differently, so you don't lose the taxpayer-funded amount of money. You know, how would you like to do it? Again, it could be in a range of different ways, which will mean they won't lose the taxpayer-funded amount of money, and there will be a different benefit to encourage them to stay in the workforce.
So the government should do what? Should leave the scheme as it is?
But the government certainly shouldn't go ahead with that particular part of this bill. Unfortunately, the bill's got two parts. One is to remove the paymaster obligation. Right at the moment, businesses have to administer the paid parental leave instalments on behalf of the government, and that's a real problem, particularly for small businesses. So that part of the legislation we'd like passed, but the other bit simply won't achieve the savings, and probably isn't reasonable to those employers who have, I think from our perspective, appropriately put together extra benefits to encourage female participation in the workforce.
Okay, Carnell, can I ask you on a couple of other matters? The China Free Trade Agreement, we've spoken to you before. You're convinced that the protections are there for the workers, that Labor Party isn't. It wants stronger protections. Is there any reason the wordings couldn't be amended of this agreement to make clear there is no doubt that first preference goes to Australian workers? Could this be written clearly into enabling legislation without tampering with the agreement, if the intent is in the agreement?
Look, we'd be really happy to sit down with government, the opposition, and have a look at how that could be done. Fairly obviously, the agreement itself won't be able to be played with. It is an agreement. It was signed off by both parties. parties. But I think that it's a sensible way forward to try to clarify this. It seems to us quite clear that the agreements that Chinese investors would have to enter into with DFAT are clear, that the Chinese investors would have to prove to DFAT that the workers that they want to bring in are not available in Australia. Maybe that just has to be clarified clarified in Parliament. I'm not sure it's going to be able to be done in enabling legislation, but for all of that, we're happy to have a look at that.
And just, we've only got a minute and a half to the news, but Bruce Bilson's reportedly taking to Cabinet today, crackdown on the misuse of market power by big business, including a lower effects test of an anti-competitive purpose or intent, replacing purpose with purpose effect or likely effect. Now, the Business Council says this will expose business to the risk of prosecution investigation, and they're against it. Do you understand their concerns? Do you share their concerns?
Look, we don't share their concerns. Australia and New Zealand are amongst the only countries in the world that don't have an effects test. The fact is Australia does need one. We do have, in some scenarios, market imbalance where we have very, very big companies and lots of small to medium businesses. All this does is tries to balance or achieve more balance in the marketplace for those small to medium businesses. We think it should go through.
Kate Carnell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Kate Carnell is the Chief Executive of ACCI, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.